Hey folks, welcome back to another Brush Pile Fishing, the video podcast. We are proud to present today, we have a new title sponsor for the podcast, Bob Cycle out of Sydney, Ohio. For all your ATV needs, check them out, repairs, they've got it all. Bob Cycle, welcome aboard with Brush Pile Fishing. And as always, folks, we've got a great show in store for you today. My good buddy from Weiss Lake, Alabama, you know I love that place, Daryl Baker's going to join us. Daryl's a great crappie guy down there, been guiding for years. We'll talk about the fall bite, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brush Pile Fishing. All right, welcome back, everyone. Daryl Baker from Weiss Lake. How are we doing, Daryl?
Hey, good morning, Russ. We're doing great in Alabama.
Is it cooled down any?
Well, it actually has a little bit. Air temperature today is probably in the low 70s, mid-70s as of right now. But that is a big change for us. We went through several days around 100, 110 with humidity, and fish don't like that, and we don't either.
I was going to say, we don't like it more than the fish don't. You know, folks, Daryl and I go back, oh my gosh, Daryl, I don't know how many years, but back to the when I had Midwest Crappie, I think it's the first time we taped together. We met through B&M and fishing Weiss Lake for years, and we've been friends ever since. We swindled Daryl, me and Joe, the camera guy, we swindled you out of that steak dinner. I still have bragging rights on that, man.
You do, but eventually you will come back. I will get even with you at some point.
And you know why we're talking about it? I got to give a free shout out to Tony Steak Barn down there because that place is incredible, man. So if I'm going to swindle you out of a steak, that's the place to do it.
It is. It's a great place to eat. I think about you every time I go there. We try to go pretty regularly, but I always think about paying your bill for some people that act like they don't carry cash.
That's right. But now you tell me they take credit cards and everything.
They do. After I got swindled, I went to Tony. I know him personally. I went over and talked to him. I said, hey, look, so this don't happen again. You know, I've got some guys from up in Ohio that they don't carry a lot of cash with them. So, or at least they use that as an excuse. And he said he had fixed that for me.
Well, I'm going to have to just figure out a different angle to come at you now. But, hey, let's talk a little bit of fishing, Daryl. So, folks, as you know, everybody has their own favorite lake. And, you know, a lot of folks, they like those Mississippi lakes because no doubt if you're going for your best chance at a three-pounder, that's where it's at. But, you know, fishing has a lot more than just catching a big fish. I started going to Weiss probably, I don't know, 35 years ago. And the trip for me started out with, I'm a retired police officer. So there were probably 10 of us that went down there every year. We'd spend a week in, last week of March, first week of April. And it's where I learned dock shooting, love dock shooting still to today. And if you are a dock shooter, Weiss Lake is your paradise down there. And, through the years, I've met so many good people just like yourself and Jerry Culberson and big old Bill, rest in peace, Bill. But, you know, you got the memories and going back and fishing the same places I used to fish 35 years ago. Weiss is definitely my favorite destination to go to. And, Daryl, I want to talk a little bit about fall fishing and let the folks know what's going on. Talk about your guide service. The one thing I want to start out on is Weiss is kind of unique. You see in the springtime, a lot of people, well, 90% of the people, including yourself, pulling jigs, okay, doing some long line trolling. And a lot of lakes where they do that, they also do it in the fall. But you don't see that in Weiss in the fall as much. Why is that?
You know, Russ, it's in the fall, it's just they're on maybe a different type pattern. I have noticed that our fall starts late September, and it gets better as the temperatures start to drop and cool down. We start out, one method that works all the time is, of course, the vertical fishing with live bait. You can do that October, November, December. It works all 3 months. We dock shoot October into November, and then we have noticed a trend where we can actually start doing the long line trolling a little bit, usually right after Thanksgiving. From Thanksgiving on into December, we can do some long line trolling and start to catch the fish. I don't really know if it just has to do with the way the water temperatures are getting, or the way they're starting to school up a little bit easier in the mouths of these creeks and coves. But we have found that we can start catching them a little bit. They're more schooled up. They're more bunched up in December than they are in November and October. Now, I don't know if you probably know this. I know some of the listeners out there probably do not. Wise Lake has changed. Alabama Power last year changed their winter drawdown for us. We have always been a drawdown lake on the Coosa chain that dropped 6 feet every year in the fall. This year, and from now on, or at least for the rest of our lifetime, mm-hmm. I think it's for a 50-year contract, they are only dropping the lake now 3 feet in the fall.
Nice.
So
nice.
One thing I did notice last year, that kept the crappie, it seemed like a little more scattered. They didn't seem to bunch up as much, even on the river ledges and the brush. You would see them suspended and scattered. So that may actually help the longline trolling over the course of the fall of the year now. I don't know. I'm actually going to try it some to see, but that has changed, and I noticed it did change some fishing last year for us.
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to ask you about is that new contract where they're not lowering the water as much. To me, I think that's a win-win for the fishermen down there. I really do.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I tell you, it's really going to work for you being the dock shooter. You know, usually we would have to really go to the ledges in November.
Let's talk about that, Darryl. What are you talking about ledge fishing? Explain to the people what you're doing there. I've done it with you, and it's productive also, but explain that.
Right. The river ledges, you know, as you know, the Coosa, the Chattooga, and Little River make up Wise Lake. Well, where those rivers actually run through the lake, the old river channel ledges are still there. Yeah, they built the dam and flooded it. So you have to get out there and find the actual old river channel ledges where the river runs through the middle of the lake, and we can get out there. You may be in on a 10-foot flat. You run across that river, and it'll drop to 30 feet. All along that drop, you'll find your brush, stumps, stuff that's washed in over the years. And a lot of times when the water gets cold and the temperatures have started to drop finally, then the fish are going to move out there. When the water gets so cold, they're going to move and go a little bit deeper, but they're going to relate to that brush wherever they go.
I know one of the ledges, I think probably last time I went ledge fishing with you, was just outside of Bay Springs area there.
Right. As soon as you come out of Bay Springs, right out of the cove, the river actually runs right in front of the cove. You can turn left, you can turn right, and for miles, you've got river ledges on both sides of that river. So if you're fishing one side and you're not catching anything, you can always move over to another section. But the biggest key, use those electronics. You're going to have to find the brush and the stumps. When you find that, you're going to find your crappie.
What's your preferred method for fishing that? Live bait?
Live bait. Yes.
Okay.
Now, you also have to remember the, you know, they pull water here on out on the Coosa a lot, especially trying to get the winter drawdown. So if they're running several units at the powerhouse and they're dropping that water level, it can make ledge fishing a little bit more difficult because it puts so much current on that river.
Yeah. Well, so that's one technique. Now let's talk about my favorite because you touched on it. Dock shooting. I have not got to fish the docks down there in the fall since this new contract on the water level has been in. But you told me it's really made it pretty nice down there in the fall.
It has. Dock shooting was real good for us last year. And as I said just a few minutes ago, it's going to be a little bit of a change for us in determining how long we can actually shoot before the fish maybe leave those docks. Simply due to water temperature. Before, they would also leave due to the water depth dropping on them.
Sure.
A lot being out of water. That changed last year. We did see a little bit of a increase in the amount of time that we could shoot before they left. So I'm thinking maybe even mid-November, we can still catch them under docks and around the docks here.
Well, and folks, we are in October now. This is prime time. They're just coming in there. And I'll tell you what, Darryl, I've been working with Jeff Smith from Crappie Magnet for over a year on a new bait that we've come out with, and it's not on the market yet, but I've got to use that in a couple show recordings, and it is absolutely dynamite. So I cannot wait to get down there, and hopefully we're going to be down at Weiss later this month, and I cannot wait to shoot that under a dock down there.
Well, Russ, I'm going to tell you, the right now, as I said, water temperature 77. We've been fishing predominantly isolated brush piles, catching some small fish, catching a few keepers. It has been relatively slow, but we are starting to pick up more and more around the docks. So they are starting to come in to the docks. And as we get into October, man, it's going to get on fire. And that's when I know you're coming.
Absolutely. Daryl, for someone that's never been to Weiss, what's some of the better general areas that everybody likes to dock shoot this time of year?
Well, a lot of people, you can do it all over the lake. We have tons of docks that are mostly all stick built. So there's docks from one end of the lake to the other. I fish a lot all over the lake, but I fish a lot out of the Bay Springs Marina area, on the low, what I call the lower lake, from say the powerhouse all the way up past Bay Springs, Yellow Creek, Big Nose, Little Nose. There's so many docks in that area. You can spend all day or you can spend a week and never shoot them all.
I love that. Those are the areas, I fish those all the time. Absolutely love it. And you know, folks, if you don't know what dock shooting is, we've got several videos. Check that out. We've got some with Daryl we've done down there. I believe we did a dock shooting show on Neely the one year. So that'll give you the technique, but it is highly productive, especially like Daryl says, October, November down there. And Daryl, I probably know the answer to this. I know you're booked almost all the time. Do you have any openings if the folks are watching this and want to try to get a trip with you?
Russ, right now I've got about 5 days left between now and Christmas, but I do still have a few days, maybe one or two of those in the dock shooting prime time. And I will tell you, you did touch on us shooting the show at Neely Henry.
Uh-huh.
That's been several years ago. Well, just to give you a quick update on that, catching 50 to 60 a day keepers off the docks at Neely. So they are really starting up down there.
Already.
Had some really good fish. And I know you remember the one particular dock that we did so well on.
I have no idea, Daryl.
And that dock has been on fire.
Has it really?
It really has. So you need to get down here. It's about
I'll tell you what, you know, Me and Troy, he's our new camera guy. We're going to be heading down there sometime in October, maybe the first week of November. I know you're going to be booked. If you do have an open day, love to get you on the show. But if you see us down there and you're guiding, you just stay off my docks, man.
Man, you know I would never get on.
Hey, Daryl, if someone does want to contact you and try to get one of those few days you got left or book in the future, what's the easiest way to get a hold of you?
I do text, email, you can call me. I'd say 90% of it over the phone via phone call. They may text and ask or inquire about dates, but usually when they get ready to set something up, they call, want to talk to somebody and make sure everything's on, I've got them down and stuff like that, because I try to actually do that a little more, because you have so many ways of communication now. I sure don't want anything to ever fall through the cracks. Somebody say, oh, well, I text you and sometimes you may miss a text message or a voicemail or something like that. So I always, when I actually book, I always actually like to be talking to them on the telephone right then and get them right on my book. So, there's been some issues. Luckily, I have not had that part of the business to where you had multiple days where you double booked or something like that.
Yeah.
And hopefully I won't ever do that. I know mistakes, can be made, but I always try to do stuff right then over the phone with the book right in front of me.
What's the best number to reach at?
The best number for them to call is 256-557-0129. They can call or text that number. It's usually with me all the time, so I don't get away from it too far.
There you go, folks. Give Daryl a try. Like I say, I've spent many days on the water with him. You will have an absolute great time. if you haven't ever done some of the techniques he talked about, not only will you catch fish, but you're going to learn a lot from him also, because he's there to teach. Super guide in the business, been at it a long time. Daryl, appreciate you joining us, man.
Russ, thanks for having me. And hey, man, I'm looking forward to seeing you in just a couple of weeks.
I'll give you a call, see what's going on, and we'll see you down there. And that gives me a little time to figure out how to get another free steak dinner from you.
Come on down, Russ. I'll buy you dinner.
All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed it. Again, welcome aboard, Bob Cycle. Glad to have you here on Brush Pile Fishing.